Hi, welcome to our show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. And it is the gang back together with a limited participation by our gentleman from Leesburg, who is recovering from the COVID and hopefully sounds better than he did during that video that we played yesterday. Rob, it's good to have you back, even in a limited participation. We need your fingers, but not necessarily your voice today, which is still on the fritz a little bit.
Well, I had a busy morning. I've been cutting sweepers. For radio stations. Power 105, WAVA.
What Rob is talking about with sweepers, that back in the day, there were a limited handful of guys across the country that did what were called sweepers. And what we also call them is station identifiers. And they were usually Billy Big Voice guys, you know. And you get them on TV stations now, pretty much, you know. Thursday on Channel 9.
Yeah.
You hear those guys. We had a guy, what was his name, Mike? Something in at Channel 9. Mike Lewis at Channel 9. And he had a Billy Big Voice. We have Dude Walker that does ours. The guys that were really, really big were usually chain smokers, and they died very young.
But they lived young and served well. I think that what ruined it for Big Voice sweeper guys was the Bob FM.
Yeah,
when they would, or Alice FM, when they did this series of radio failures, they go, Bob doesn't like that.
Well, a long time ago, they started going away from Billy Big Voice guys and being encouraging your average guy, and that's what advertising began. I remember when I grudgingly decided to work with a lady up in New York. And this lady was, I think it was during the time I was working with Kirk McEwen.
You can tell her name. It was Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer. It was really a drag because all she was trying to do was get me to change my voice and make it more of a regular voice. And I can't do, this is my voice. If I'm talking to you, I sound like a radio guy because I was a natural for radio because I had a radio voice. I had a good baritone.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, and you can't go 90 minutes as Charlie.
I couldn't do Charlie. They wanted, oh God, it was so tedious. I did it like, I had three sessions with this lady. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, can you make it a little less announcery? That was like her main direction. I was like, I'm an announcer. That's the way I do it. I try not to hit people over the head with it. There's a difference between having a baritone like I have and then being a guy. The guys that sound the most jive announcery are the guys that have the high voices that are like, you get them a lot in sports play-by-play.
Pukers.
Where Kenny Albert would be one of the most incredibly over-the-top examples where you can actually hear the throat constricted talking. Even Joe Buck is one of these guys where you want to do that. They're fine. They get to do what they do. But to do commercials, you have to kind of be
conversational. Buck. Mm-hmm. I will see your Joe Buck and raise you one Tom Hammond from NBC who used to do the Kentucky Derby.
There you go with that kind of sound like that and pukers. But we're glad to have you back. And
thank you. Nice to be back.
The weirdest thing, huh? I mean, over the weekend, you let us know, Friday?
That's
we take
when
two
I tested.
On Thursday, usually. So we find out you test positive on Friday. And it's like, well, happy weekend for you. And you had already let us know that Carrie had it. And then, like, lo and behold, I take my kid. I play a round of golf early morning, and then I take him out about noon to go fishing. And he's a little stuffy. I said, do you have a cold? He said, ah, Dad, I'm a little congested. And then we ended up, finding this fishing hole down by the coast, and we're walking through this little shallow river that empties into the Gulf, not getting any bites, and we decide we're going to bag it.
Right.
And he says, Dad, I think I've got chills.
Yeah.
And at that point, we went over to my mother-in-law's house. And by the time we got him at night, we tested him the next day and he had it, which was just weird that, you know, obviously it's popping in certain states. I know Florida's one and Virginia's another. So the update from you, how are you? How are you feeling? And limited, you know, vocal participation, but, you know, try to get through it if you can.
Yeah, I yesterday was basically, I guess, my turnaround day. When I woke up yesterday, I almost couldn't talk. And my voice was horrible all weekend to a point that when I'd talk, it would be almost surprising because of the sounds that came out of my mouth.
I can't believe you're here today talking. I mean, I thought you might be here, like, doing some beautiful video for us, but I didn't realize you'd be talking.
Or the robot voice.
Joss and I had a little conversation that Rob could come in with using a Stephen Hawking technology.
With my typing, it would be no better. I think I would be very, very slow.
But, I mean, even though you're not yelling, and I like this energy, Rob, by the way.
Well, you'll like it when you visit me in the hospital some years from now. I'll have the same energy.
You know,
it's always to death with you.
It's death.
Death is funny. Death is funny.
Night,
come on.
Where's my phone? Well, all right, I got my phone right here. This is the conversation. I think Rob probably still felt severely under the weather last night.
I did. I had a good clammy nap yesterday, and I woke up feeling like crap.
It's the last text I had from the group. Josh puts audio and video posted. Rob says, thanks, guys. Josh says, missed you, Rob. Hope you can join us in some way tomorrow if you are up for it, which is the way we roll here. If somebody's got something going on, we have plenty of flexibility with that. It's not like in previous iterations of this show where, you know, fight to the death.
Well, I was hoping, I was waiting for your call on Monday night.
You can't be sick. Anyway.
This is going to be our best quarter ever. You can't be sick. We're changing everything.
I see.
So you can't be sick.
That's where you and I part company. That's where I would have been in the kitchen. There would have been a fight.
I don't have a fight in me right now.
But then again, I did what Rob did, which is Rob prides himself on being here every day. And if
first
you're keeping
sick
track,
day in 40 months.
That's pretty.
Rob, how many sick days in school did you have?
I was.
Were you one of these kindergarten with no misses?
No, I never had perfect attendance. I did miss 4 weeks in seventh grade because I had
when
chicken
you had polio, pox. Right?
Yes, exactly. And that Mr. Roosevelt had me to the White House.
You had chicken pox for 4 weeks?
No, chicken pox followed by scarlet fever, which I didn't even know
you
existed.
You had scarlet
anymore.
Fever? Way to vax him, Sharon.
No, I don't think you can. I don't think you can vax
him. You came from an anti-vax.
Yeah, I think so. I think my mom anti-vax. But anyway, it was bad.
Funny to give you. Did your mommy take care of you a little bit when you had the COVID? Did she help, like at least with the phone?
She called, and she said, I'm going to Wegmans. Do you want me to leave anything on your porch?
Yes, she's high risk, so you don't want to be around her. We're pretty careful with Michael having it, too.
All I want is a long, lingering hug. Come in.
And then I want to cough on you.
Yeah. Carrie was great, by the way.
So Josh writes, missed you, Rob. Hope you can join us in some way tomorrow if you're up for it. And Rob, in the classic Spiewak style, writes, that's my plan, followed by a coffin emoji.
See, that's
and then
funny.
Nothing. I said to Carla, I said, well, your girl Carla said he's making a joke.
See,
I didn't
she
take
knows.
It as, well, I'm probably more concerned about you than she is. And I said, what the
Mike,
F
by
is
the way,
that?
I can guarantee you're more concerned than she is. Bet the house on that.
I just didn't understand. Were you feeling like you were either going to be joining the show or going to the hospital?
It was a joke.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh. You're not allowed to laugh.
I'm in the right place for that.
Here we are. Bada bing, bada boom.
But like when I sent that video to Josh yesterday. I've got to keep it low. Sorry about that. I sent that video to Josh yesterday. And he said, it's real dark about you talking about being put down. And I just wanted to say, my doctor didn't really tell me he was going to put me down. It was a joke. Because, you know, when life hands you lemons, Mike.
Yeah,
you must
sure.
make did, lemonade.
Did mm-hmm. your doctor tell you to write it out?
He did. Or
did he give you some medicine?
Did
you
he
get
did
Paxlovid
not.
Or
no.
anything?
Carrie got Paxlovid. I did not.
So that's why she
didn't you
back
get Paxlovid?
I don't know. I trust my doctor.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
I look forward to this.
Hold on.
Too passive about everything. Go online and
you
say you can take
different
it.
Doctors? Do you and Carrie have different doctors?
Good question.
Well, we share a gynecologist, but
seriously, like your general practitioner, is it the same?
Yeah.
And he thought that she needed the medicine, but you didn't?
She got that from ENT, though, because she was in a couple weeks ago for a cough or something, and then she followed up, and she got the Paxlovid.
And that's what I was saying. Last time I got it, the Paxlovid, it was over Teladoc, and they sent it over.
Well, I did not get it, and maybe it was a misjudgment on the doctor's part.
Do you go to one of those, like, natural healers?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I go to a supernatural healer. And we crystal ball all that.
Well, you're not specifically in the thing that's got me freaked a bit in that high risk. You know, right. You read about 65 and over, which I'm reading all the time, and that kind of weirds me out. And by the way, just here it goes. Why do I always have to warn Josh when I'm gonna skirt the issue of RFK Jr.? You're not married to RFK Jr.
The
S.E.S.
Kennedy.
When you are in a high-risk category, I wrote this down, but the anti-vaxxers control the health system in your state. They do.
Yeah.
I'm high-risk. The vaccine, I think it's called Spike, something Spike. It's a...
it's a vaccine just for young men, yes.
First of all, I think more people than just the elderly should be getting it. That's in my humble opinion. I think that the thing is that...
Can you not get it? My CVS has it. They offered it to me last week.
You're supposed to have one underlying condition that puts you at risk if you're going to get the next vax.
I went into my pubics and they said it won't be available for another month. And I think that's because of the laws. Did you double check if it was available? Because they say it's available. And then when you get deep into the weeds, they tell you it is not available.
Bait and switch, get you in there to buy cotton balls.
They say, we have this. You go through the vaccine. I think it's Moderna. And then they get you into the CVS, the Walgreens, what have you. And they say, not available. And it's not available due to state guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say thanks, Ron. Really appreciate it. You know, I mean, so what you have now is a mass exodus from the CDC because the anti-vaxxer, the conspiracy theorist, who is not a doctor, is against vaccines. He also likes to put bears in his car and, you know, cheat on his wife 36 times.
Would it's it be like, appropriate at this time, Mike, to say that the problems are multifold?
And I mean, I will double check with CVS.
Because mine says I can come today and get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I checked yesterday, but I mean, I was vaccinated a year ago at the 24-25 variant thing. Mm-hmm. That's the one, that's the last one I had. And this one is the latest. Might not be, I don't know.
But it's against grocery stores. Maybe the new law is you can't.
Well,
get
I know
shot
I went on websites. I went to Walgreens and I went to CVS. Okay. I went to both of them, and it's. But here's the way. This is my feeling on it. If you choose not to get vaccinated, you choose not to get vaccinated. Rock and roll. Right. Knock your socks off. Nobody's going to wrestle you to the ground. But if it goes the opposite way,
you want
and the
it.
Powers that be. Because of really lack of scientific evidence, say, we don't think you should get it, period, and then it's not available, you're screwed. That's
exactly.
Just the same thing as forcing you to get it. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we are right now.
It says the latest on the Pfizer website is that the FDA has approved use for adults over 65 and individuals between the ages of 5 and 64 with a increased risk. For COVID, can get it now, but it doesn't say if it's available in stores yet. This was August 27th; it was approved, so it probably just hasn't rolled into stores yet. It says, here we go. We'll be available in the fall.
In the fall, that's what we got down here. I think it's out there. I think it was like back in June that it probably got.
So mine's probably just getting rid of old stock.
Can you get it on the street? go up to a guy named Jinxie.
Street
and,
legal.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of waiting, and then I'll, as soon as I feel any kind of symptom, I'm going to run over and get the, you know, Pavlov's dog vaccine. Or preventative, not vaccine, the antivirals. Ivermectin. What is ivermectin? Somebody
ivermectin
wrote that in the
comments. Ivermectin is what you're, that's the stuff that you're supposed to take, like, to keep your immune system up and going so you don't get COVID.
Is that it's like what, elderberry?
No. Is that one
ivermectin
of those quacky
is the
things?
Stuff that, like, yeah, that they tried to, that Joe Rogan took, and then CNN, like, turned his skin green and said it was horse paste. That's
right.
Ivermectin.
So, enough of that.
Sounds good. I think I actually ended up with a different variant than Carrie because her symptoms were different. And she also got cured a lot faster than me. I think
the medicine.
I think
you know, Rolando, when you say maybe it's because the vaccines are unsafe, hurt your natural immune system.
And I'm sitting here quiet.
Thank you, Josh. You know that I've got a kid with COVID in the house. So I respect your silence, and I will give you leeway in the future because we like to be balanced. I am not in the Howard Stern camp where Howard said, I don't hate Donald Trump. I hate you who voted for him. I don't hate anybody. I don't. I want us to get through this horrible time. I really do, where so much BS is floating around. That's what I want to get through. But they have been tested. They have been screened. Medical professionals have reviewed them. That's what it is. There are theorists out there who, in many cases, are not medical professionals.
Point to the fact that rules changed with the testing. So
but here's
it wasn't
what
tested
I,
as thorough as other vaccines.
Can I just say, because I've read a lot about this recently, it appears that the science and the scientists are being, I mean, how many people did he boot off the committee that makes these decisions? I don't think that these doctors are necessarily people you just throw to the curb. Are there unscrupulous medical professionals? Of course there are. Are there people that might think about profit? I know guys down here that were pain med guys that went to jail because of their lack of ethics. It exists. In every profession it exists. But I think by and large, on the whole, I want medical professionals telling me what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that it prevented a lot of people from getting sick. And it's not to prevent you from getting COVID. It's to diminish the symptoms. And, you know, I wish that when did everything in America become, if you believe it, I have to not believe it?
I blame the NFL.
Hey, that's coming up. That's coming up, Josh, Thursday night, right?
I am so excited. Mm-hmm.
Who plays tomorrow, Rob?
Oh, the
all right, right there. That's worth him coming in for me today. That's worth him coming in.
I'm gonna guess. Right, is it the Eagles?
It is.
Okay.
Cowboys.
And no, I don't think it's the Cowboys, Mike. It's the Oilers.
Is Eagles Cowboys Thursday night?
It is. Eagles Cowboys is Thursday night.
Okay, you're doing it. Thank you. All right, any regular sleep patterns? Thank you, NFL. Thank you. Although I won't stay up for the entire thing.
You'll catch the highlights.
I love highlights. I love the highlights are fantastic for all sports. And we get up early to tape this show now, at least for now. And then, you know, it's a good thing. So salute to that. But getting back to it.
Yeah, I blame the NFL, Mike, because it's made us a hyper-competitive society that there has to be a winner. There has to be a loser. Has to be something that's wrong,
right,
clearly wrong.
All right. Here's the thing. I don't want my health care politicized. I want it to go back the way it was, mm-hmm. The way it's been for a long time.
What if the way it was also politicized? You just didn't know.
I don't think it was. And I don't have the evidence in front of me, but I'm going to tell you that the way it was, vaccines prevented a lot of people from getting sick. Are mm-hmm. there people that have always been anti-vaxxers? Yes. Are there people that take it to the extreme? What the concern I have is when data that's incorrect is being used to promote a viewpoint that vaccines are bad. And that's what's happening with this. And I that's what freaks me out.
Wrong data on either side is wrong.
I don't think there's an either side here. I think there are doctors and there are non-medical professionals. And I think the vast majority of medical people, people that, that are medical doctors, would tell you that these vaccines are the right way to go, not necessarily to prevent getting COVID, but to diminish symptoms when you get it. And I think that we it is inarguable that these vaccines saved lives during the pandemic.
Yeah, come on. I agree.
I mean, it happened.
It's the same theory behind the flu shots that we've been getting for a billion years, that, you know, they guess what strain they're vaccinating you against. But even if they don't nail it, at least it's going to diminish the effectiveness or diminish the severity of your disease. And that's good enough for me.
And you know what? The people that were in the hospital on respirators were people that got COVID and got severe COVID and got long COVID and all. The people that were in the hospitals, you know, by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, were not in there because they got vaccinated. Are there isolated cases where a vaccine has a reaction? Of course there are. Every vaccine in the world has done that. Yeah, I know. You got sick.
Well, right? No. I'm not even worried about how COVID affected the vaccine. I think there's long-term effects. I think there's been miscarriages by people who have gotten the vaccine, where the doctors have gone back and looked at that, and I've seen that in my family.
I'd like to announce that Josh will be appearing later today on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Exactly.
So it'll be out there. No, it's another one of those many episodes. How do we manage to work together, Josh? How does it work? I think it's a general esteem for each other. I like him. He likes me.
None of this matters in the long run.
But in the long run,
I can't affect it. We can't. It might matter long term, but we can't affect it. It's just like everyone complains about national politics. If you really care, get involved in local politics. That's going to affect your life a lot more.
You're rubbing your head like I do, Mike.
I know. It's just my anger. That's my anger reflex right there. So getting back to keep it light. The reason it's top of mind for me right now, effers in Florida that are doing this to me, is because I'm scared.
I will be
honest with you. I'm a little nervous about, you know, you read about the people. There's a reason we are in the high-risk category, because we are older.
By the way,
I'm okay.
How is Michael? I meant to text you last night to ask.
He was sleeping before I came in to do this show. As of last night, I don't think 99.3 is something to worry about, but it was higher than it has been. So still floating around. Did you spike a fever during your experience?
Only 102.7.
And at its absolute worst.
Yeah, and that's when you wake up in the night and you're pulling your knees up to your chin because you're shivering. Oh, so bad.
There's nothing worse than the chills.
But 99 and change is not. This might give you some comfort.
For a little guy.
Yeah. When Robert had leukemia, they didn't even consider it a fever until it was 100.5. I mean, other than that, they just let it ride. So that, I think he's probably all right. Hopefully.
Yeah. So look, I realize that. I just wish that we would have more faith in the people who are trained, educated, knowledgeable in this area. And I do not count Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
as somebody who
fits any of those categories.
But you realize the guy in there during Biden wasn't a doctor either.
But I'm talking about the people on the panels that have been dismissed from the CDC, summarily fired without any justification, are medical professionals. And it sucks. And I'm telling you, I don't think you should hold somebody down and give them a vaccine if they don't want one. And I also don't think you should prevent people from getting the vaccine when they tell you you're in a high-risk category, period.
Or, I don't think they are.
Based
on what we just read on the Pfizer site, they're not stopping you if you're high risk.
No. Or if you're what older. I read on the, on the site at the CVS was state regulations have not approved the vaccine yet. That's what I read. And that's what I'm dealing with right now.
And I'll tell you, I think it's not, I'm not anti-vax. And I think it's the warp speed and let's rush to a vaccine that causes.
Well, that was due to
people.
A medical emergency. That's exactly what Operation Warp Speed under the Trump administration was done. And I wish that we were less, I just like to, when it comes to medical professionals, the people that are trained, the people that study it, the people that are working to cure cancer, the health department, people that are trying to help people with noble aspirations, you know, and as I look, I hate that we are kicking some of these people to the curb, many of these people to the curb.
You and mentioned it at the time, sucks. Mike. I hate the fact that we've been going through this for now nearly 6 years, is that we don't celebrate nationally in the consciousness the scientists that are doing this None. To help us. I No. mean, we're very much about the Kardashians and Jelly Roll, and that's all fine. But I think we do need to celebrate the people that are making this is making this science happen.
Right.
It's just it's sad. It's sad. I hate it. And you're right.
When you defund, you know, health organizations, you're putting people's lives at risk. You are. Simple. You are. I want doctors. I want the doctors to get all the resources they possibly can. But moving on. Look, the idea of the NFL, Josh and I were talking right before the show, whether it's still a thing. It is still a thing. And I think that now, more than ever, we are at that time where we can throw all of our differences out the window and begin to get into fistfights at sporting events where, you know, may the best man win. And if your team, if I hate your team and you hate my team, that's normal, the American way.
I'm going to need a couple days before I can fist fight, but I'm right with you. Right with you.
Now, go ahead. Do you know who your Giants play this weekend?
Yes, they play the Commanders. And is that a 1 o'clock game on Sunday? I'm curious because I'll have to block out my emotional distress time.
That is a 1 p.m. game.
And I bet it's on the Fox channel. Check your local listings.
Yeah. It'd be an NFC game, so that'd be Fox.
Yeah, Fox. I will say that that we need it. It's the great national diversion. And, yeah, it's, you know, it's fantastic. All right, Rolando, put your peni back in your pants. We're no longer discussing this.
Rolando, I'll talk to you later. We'll get our points together.
Yeah, you'll see you at the rally.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. And
what's your prediction for your Giants against the Washington Commanders, nay Redskins?
I am. I'm so emotionally unstable, Rob, that I am afraid to make a prediction because I just want, you know, football fans of teams that have, you know, screwed up in the past, as many of us are. There's more on the line than in a baseball game. You know, in a baseball game, I think we're going to take care of it tonight. With the football, you know, you only got a few, you know, games during the year, and so you got to make sure there's a lot at stake, in my opinion.
And who's your quarterback?
Russell Wilson is the number one.
Not Jackson Dart?
Jackson Dart has slid into the number two spot after a great preseason. And he is followed by the number three quarterback, Jameis Winston. And that's what we have.
They let DeVito go, didn't
they? Cough up a lung. What?
Didn't they cut DeVito?
Tommy DeVito, Tommy Cutlets was let go. And I don't know if he picked up with another team. Josh, did you read anything about him picking up with another team at all?
I don't know. They asked his mom to stick around.
I have a good nickname for him I just came up with. Tommy DeFito. But you prediction for the right.
I mean, wow. What a recovery from your video yesterday. I'm so happy to have you back.
It's great to be back. I think that the Giants and the Commanders are going to be tight. I think it's going to be 14-17 in overtime, and I think the Commanders will win.
DeVito
went to the Patriots.
Oh, he went. That's right. He went to the Pats as a backup.
Yeah, you can go see him in the ticket booth.
If that happens, Rolando, thank you very much. It's tuckered in now. I don't know whether I appreciate the good conversation and show. Okay, thank you. Yeah. That's you didn't need to give us a peace offering, but I am extremely grateful. Thank you.
If tuckered in now.
How about a $20? Super chat from every anti-vaxxer that's listening.
Yeah,
to that.
Tell you what,
I think we'd make
copay.
More money if we went the other way.
Oh, the other way. How about if you're not an anti, if you believe in science? Ha! There you go.
There you go.
A super chat for everybody that believes in science right now. Yeah. By the way,
this is if William Castle ran the CDC. If you believe in vaccines, look through the blue.
Yeah. Do you believe in ghosts? Where the hell was I? No, Rob, in the event that your prediction holds true and it is an overtime victory for Washington, you will be able to hear the sound coming from the O'Mara household. I am going to make an effort, and I am saying this publicly, and I will say this to my wife. I will make an effort to be a better human being on Sunday when I'm watching the Giants. I will make every effort
probably
to be a better human being.
Best way to be a better human being on Sunday, Mike, would be to go back to Mass.
Yeah, and maybe stay in the church all day.
Have you replaced your hat? I believe the season ended with your hat being torn up.
I do.
That's right.
I have not. My son now has a Dexter Lawrence jersey, and he has a Cam Scataboo jersey. Carla has a jersey.
What's the last name?
Cam Scataboo.
I've not heard of him.
Oh, he's a whirling dervish.
What position does he play?
He's a running back. Can you bring up even if you could even give a video highlight of Cam Scataboo, that would make Rob really impressed. And that's what I now that he's not dead, I really want to impress him. That's what I want.
Thank you for catering the show to my last hours.
That's my plan.
Yep.
Casket. That's
funny. Casket is funny.
Casket is not
Coffin
funny.
Coffin not funny. Casket
I forgot
funny.
What university. I think Arizona State. I think he came from Arizona State.
Is that an online university?
No, it's not. ASU is not an online university.
One of the Arizona ones is
It's
an
a fine
one.
Institution. Okay. I will tell you this, that he's a little guy relative to most NFL players, and he is a tough guy.
Like Dan O'Brien little?
No, not that little. Like 5'8", 5'9", something like that, or maybe 5'10".
Let's see Bing if this Crosby. Is some highlights of him.
Okay, this is Cam Scataboo, hopefully. Let's take a look.
FCS tape to Arizona State tape.
So it's,
you'll notice the feet and the vision. You'll notice that. I do have his high school tape on
here. Is Scataboo doing the narration?
Let me know if you want me to dig that up. There you go, back corner. I did a montage reaction.
That's
to all
the little
the
guy.
Running backs, almost all of them.
He's tough
in
kid.
High school footage, not all of them, but
he's
most
wearing
of
Birkenstocks.
Them. There he
tough
is.
Tough kid. He's not wearing Birkenstocks.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
He was not. Jackson Dart,
he was still wearing cleats, wasn't he?
There he is. Yeah, baby. Now he's gonna catch a pass. Come on, Cam.
Downfield.
Boom. There we go. Tough guy.
Right in the end zone.
My kid loves him. Scataboo. There he goes.
It's a silly name.
It's are a you, fun name.
Are you impressed now?
I am. I like when he wore two helmets at once. Thank you, Chris Arnold, for your super chat.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Chris. I failed in high school science, but thanks for the entertainment. What did Josh say? I missed it.
Anti-vaxxers are still winning.
He's turning this into a competition. Yeah.
The vaxxers have raised 10.
So it's anti-vaxxers 20, science believers 10.
I believe so, yes.
That is not,
hey, your
I am
vote
not
counts,
satisfied
but
with that.
We need to hear from you.
Yeah.
We missed the
Such
telethon.
A stupid show, I swear to God. So the NFL, it's here. I'm excited. I can't wait. Oh, my God. Rob's passing up a lung.
No,
I'm amazed. I'm amazed at your recovery.
Thank you.
How are you now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're feeling the best, where were you yesterday morning?
Yesterday morning, probably like a 5.
And where were
I also,
you?
I got up and I tested positive again yesterday, which was
well,
weird.
Well, does that, I mean, you're going to test positive, right?
Well, yeah, but after 5 days, you're supposed to sort of have it out of your system.
But are you supposed medicine. To test? Are you supposed to test negative after 5 days?
I don't
you
know.
You didn't read. You didn't look into it, did you?
No. Can you tell me?
Well, no, I mean, I read about this stuff because testing doesn't mean, oh, I'm negative. It's basically your symptoms that you, once you test positive, your symptoms are what you pay attention to.
What I read is that what I needed to pay attention to was isolate until 5 days after your first non-aspirin or non-analgesic temperature goes down. If you have no temperature,
fever is a symptom,
right.
And that's what it's based on, and that's what we kind of. Now we could send Michael back to school today, or even yesterday, because he didn't pop a fever over the weekend. However, we are holding him back because he's still quite symptomatic with his cold.
And one thing that's consistent throughout is that to cure yourself, you need rest. That's what I've heard from every corner. And so, you know, let him rest. Let him
catch
up.
Is that you mean rest for you too? Do you mean?
Oh, I slept, Mike, over the weekend. I was sleeping about 18 hours a day.
I see. I thought you might have been, my Irish paranoia kicked in there, and I thought you might have been attempting to lay a little guilt trip on Josh and me.
Why?
A guilt trip?
You know, saying you need rest.
No, we're you guys,
you
we're guys
preventing
have been,
you from sleeping right now.
Do you, you guys have been
a
great.
Nap during the news?
I always do.
No, see, I did. I just assumed Rob wasn't going to make it today after the death video yesterday.
Yeah,
I waited
setting
until
the
about,
table for that.
Rob I waited until that, about 7:30 to text Rob this mm-hmm. morning because I wanted him to get as much sleep as possible.
Yeah, well, Rob is a lot of things, but he doesn't fall into that category of like setting the table. Neither one of us really do that. You know, we kind of just tell you if we're not coming in. Like, I like the way Rob played it all weekend as far as, you know, hey, not going to be here. I feel like crapola. That was it. Doing a little video. That was above and beyond. Didn't have to do that. The casket is where I didn't realize it was a joke, and it still freaks
Mike,
me out.
Remember, so, it was a coffin, not a casket.
A coffin.
That's right. A I coffin like is the one that's shaped like a hexagon, and a casket is more of like a... You know, a big box that's designed with handles.
I know, and I know you have a bulletin board with pictures of them.
And I'm glad we don't have to finish that in memorial.
Did you not finish it?
No.
I was hoping to see.
Haven't gotten to the ending yet.
Yeah, he's doing some really nice editing. We've got the news coming up, but first I want to tell you.
You know what, Mike, what you should do is take the one that we ran of me after I beat the liver stuff and just play it in reverse.
By the way, any tummy troubles with your current situation? How's the tummy feeling?
The tummy's fine. Not much appetite, and the sense of smell is not as good as it could be, but doing okay.
Well, why don't you throw the relief band on if your tummy's bothering you? Because this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Band. Nausea, meet your arch enemy. It's Relief Band. We love them. It's the original anti-nausea wristband, clinically proven, drug-free, doctor-recommended.
Science.
It stops nausea from motion sickness, migraines, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, and more. Just strap it on. Adjust the intensity and feel relief kick in.
Stop
fast
it.
With zero side effects. The new Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further with smart skin sensing technology, a built-in digital clock, and next-level nausea control. It sounds too good to be true, but trust me, it works. I have it. I use it. I love it. Relief Band isn't magic. It's science. Hospital-developed, doctor-backed.
That's great.
Life-changing. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea-free with Relief Band. Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping, ladies and gentlemen. I should have arranged this first, but I didn't.
What happened? Your tidbits are out of order?
No, I was working on a camera right before to get my angle just right so I would look extra dreamy for
hey,
you.
Hey, if you've got the curves, I've got mm-hmm. the angles.
You got the motion. Rock the boat. Name the artist.
Hughes
Rock
Corporation.
The boat. Oh, fantastic. Good job. Hughes
Thank
Corporation,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
75, if you rolled, I think. Summer 75, maybe 6.
Was it summer 75?
I'll
never liked the name for some reason. Just didn't care
well,
for it.
Well, it was before he got into radio management. The Michael Hughes Corporation.
Hi, I'm a drummer.
Rock the boat.
If you rolled out of bed today and made coffee, you might be skipping 6 other important steps to a good morning routine. According to longevity experts, here are the 7 steps to help you live to be 100 years of age. And by the way, Carla did speak to me in the last 48 hours about my arrangements, if I were to,
You haven't specified them out?
Yeah, but we haven't visited them in a long time, like where stuff is.
They're in the will. I want it to be a surprise.
You get nothing.
I like
you get nothing.
I can't
like
believe
it.
That Hughes Corporation released the record in 1974.
Okay.
And it was previously released in 73.
But well, my sister graduated high school. That's
now, if you change your routine to live at 100, is that all right with Carla?
Yeah, she's okay with it, I think.
Yeah, because when he hits 100, she'll be getting Social Security.
That's amazing. That's true. Here are the routines you should add this to your routine. Okay. Number one, drink a glass of water, hydrating right away. That's first thing in the morning. Right away sets you up for the day. It helps with digestion, supports your metabolism, and eliminates toxins. Number two, eat a nutrient-dense breakfast. Things like yogurt, oatmeal, berries, and nuts are great choices.
What kind of nuts do you prefer?
Well, I probably would like my nuts to be in a granola form or a cereal or a, what's the one? Mucus licks. From the Scandinavian area, we give you the great cereal of all the farmers, mucus licks.
The good thing about mucus lick cereal, you don't need milk.
Yep, absolutely. Number three, stretch your body. You don't necessarily stretch your body. You don't necessarily need a grueling workout. Even just stretching or taking a brisk walk can do wonders. Number four, activate your nervous system. Okay, here we go. You know what that's called?
What?
Vagal tapping. And if I say it that way, it's V-A-G-A-L. If I say vagal tapping.
No.
I mean, it says vagal tapping. I think it's vagal.
V-A-G-A-L. I love vagal with cream cheese.
Basically, you tap your body with your fingers for a few minutes to wake up your nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Vagal tapping.
I hate to say this, Mike. I'm not buying that one.
Well, it's. I don't know if it's science. I don't know who it came from.
Well, it probably came from a disc jockey.
I don't know. Let's see. Practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes to meditate or do some deep breathing. Mm-hmm. It can help lower your baseline stress level to start the day. I will tell you that I am usually the first one up in our household.
It's quiet. I'm meditating.
Mind.
Taking care of the tapping also.
Boy, is my nervous system awake.
Hasn't he gotten better? Huh?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Hasn't our boy gotten, like, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, daily fantasy made simple. Every day we make decisions, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Now that football season's almost here, I can't wait. I've been already checking out the Prize Picks app. It's the easiest, most fun way to get into the action. You just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player projections to build your lineup, and then you're ready to go in less than a minute. And let me tell you this, I will always trust Lamar Jackson. If there's a projection on him this season, you know which way I'm leaning. So get on Prize Picks. It keeps it simple and safe too. Fast, secure withdrawals, tons of deposit options like Apple Pay and Venmo, and they've got this thing called injury reboots. If a player goes down in the first half, it doesn't count against you. So get ready for football season. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Code TMOS to score $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Oh, even and I think his, it's like, mostly even with his full-blown frontal military assault on the English language, he's able to, you know, really fit in. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, it makes sense to me. He just looks better in comparison because we're losing it.
Youth movement. Take a few minutes to meditate. I wake up first thing in the morning, first one in my house, and I usually just chill for a while. Before I hit the screen or anything, I just kind of sit there, do a few things. And I'm mindful when I'm doing, like, busy, getting the coffee ready, that type. I think that counts, doesn't
Many
it?
Many years ago, I would start each day. The alarm would go off, and I'd lay in bed and quietly think about, what do I have to dread today?
Wow, that's so sad. Well, this that's might be related. This is number six. Set intentions. Take a minute to think about what you want to accomplish. It can help you focus and make you more productive. I do that kind of every day. Whether it's my recreation, my number one hobby, or it's getting stuff done. It's a list of things, and I try to get it done. It helps you do it. And here's my favorite, number seven. This is for both you boys. Enjoy your morning coffee. There you go. I'm a coffee guy. More and more research shows it's good for us. That's especially if you get Charlie's Choice from the MikeOMaraShow.com store.
Charlie's Choice.
That's the one thing I agree with RFK Jr. is that he loves that coffee, and he says it's good for you.
Absolutely.
So have it.
I want Charlie's Choice. I want Charlie's Choice.
When I got back, the cream and the sugar were gone.
There you go. We're getting Charlie's Choice. Get it right over to a study in November found that coffee helps promote good bacteria in your gut. If you don't want caffeine, even decaf works. So knock your socks off. Go for it.
Do you ever do decaf?
No. What's the point?
What's the point? Yeah.
It's like non-alcoholic beer. Sorry. But that's the way I look at that.
Yeah. Come on now.
By the way, a news story that did not make the show was the story about Jason Kelce talking about he drank a bunch of beer and didn't realize it had 0% alcohol.
Just another sign that he's very, very smart.
PR machine working 24/7. The Kraft Heinz marriage in 2015 created one of the world's largest food conglomerates. But after a brief honeymoon period, things became rocky, and now they are finally headed for divorce. The breakup was officially announced yesterday, but the divorce won't be finalized until sometime next year. The two separated companies will split custody of hot dogs and ketchup, meaning they'll no longer live under the same roof or know who's picking them up from soccer practice. But both will still be available in stores. It's unclear if the parents will be going back to their pre-marriage names. All we know is that the company will be a North American grocery business with brands like Oscar Mayer, Maxwell House, Capri Sun, Kraft Singles, and Lunchables. And the other, the Heinz side, will focus globally on sauces and taste elevation with brands like Heinz Ketchup, Philadelphia Cream Cheese, and Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
I just hope they still make the baby marshmallows.
Yes, there's divorce afoot. If you like Kraft baby marshmallows, you'll no longer be able to put Heinz ketchup on them. F you and your families too, from Kraft. There we go. We're done with that. Cardi B has been cleared of assault by a Los Angeles jury after a security guard sued her for $24 million in a fingernail attack.
Get a cat.
That's horrible.
Imani Ellis alleged that the U.S. rapper cut her cheek with a 3-inch fingernail. Man, oh man, that's nasty.
That makes me think of the McDonald's on Main Street. Did you remember our McDonald's by WJFK, and we had that lady with those killer lunch hooks?
Oh, they were fantastic.
Really bad. Oh,
the civil trial in Alhambra led to a series of viral moments as the rapper took the stand and offered colorful testimony about the incident and her fashion choices. She told the court that the guard followed her and filmed her on her phone and wouldn't give her space or privacy. Ms. Ellis, though, said it left her traumatized.
I hate trauma.
Jury took only about an hour to clear the Grammy-winning rapper of the allegations of assault, battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. So Cardi B, she walks free. Well, I think she would have been free. She just would have had to pay a lot
of
money.
She went straight from the courtroom to a manicurist, and they got all the chunks of people out from under her nail.
3 inches.
Nice.
A 3-inch nail.
That's a lot.
That is terrifying, isn't it? Kevin Costner is, I was going to mention this yesterday, and I should have. He's remembering his dances with Wolf's co-star Graham Greene after his death. Graham Greene played the holy man in the Native American tribe and was just fantastic. He's been in a lot of TV and movies.
You'd know his face in a second. Absolutely.
He died yesterday, one day after, Kevin Costner mentioned him yesterday, one day after the Canadian actor's agent confirmed his death at 73. Costner shared a tribute to his late colleague on social. A few things come to mind. This is the quote: when I think of Graham Greene and our time together on Dances with Wolves. He said he was a master at work and a wonderful human being. I'm grateful to have been witness to this part of his lasting legacy. Rest in peace, Graham. Greene died on Monday, September 1st, after a lengthy illness. And okay, there they are again.
very busy.
Is that
week.
is that the drop of the vaccines coming to your neighborhood?
It's a busy week in the neighborhood. That's the guy driving up in the John Deere tractor with my antivirals.
It's great. You're going to be great.
Yum, yum. Finally today, a woman in Florida told police she met up with a 28-year-old man named Elmansi Circle at a hotel on Sunday afternoon to sell him a pair of used shoes. Now, it's just for my money. If you're going to sell someone something, meeting up at a hotel would not be my first choice for a meeting place.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I would do some place that is like a parking lot. If you have to meet up with someone, put it in a central location.
Because if you go to a hotel, something like this can happen.
Oh.
Elmansi, when the woman arrived, she got there to sell the shoes. He asked to sniff her feet. She was not cool with that.
Really?
So she turned him down. He got upset, grabbed the shoes, and ran out to the parking lot. She chased after him and confronted him, and that's when he hopped into an SUV, did a three-point turn, and hit her with the vehicle.
This is many layers, Mike.
Fortunately, it's Florida. Yeah. Fortunately, she wasn't seriously injured. She called the police, and they arrested the guy and charged him with aggravated battery. Apparently, there are similar incidents on his record. The woman called the whole thing extremely bizarre.
Yeah.
I am now lobbying my state to put it on the highway signs. You see, when you cross the border, I think every sign, when you come in from Georgia, when you come in from Alabama, Mississippi, you should see Florida. Extremely bizarre. That's all you should see when you come into our fine state.
It's a shame he wasn't buying shoes from some of the people who used to work at the WJFK. He wouldn't have to ask to smell the feet.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about it at all.
He would have known.
It's crazy. We'll take a little pause, and we've got a wonderful show coming for you. But first, I want to tell you about Fair Harbor. A long time ago, in a land far away, there was a wonderful thin man floating in his pool with bright orange swim trunks on. Guess what? He was producing a commercial for Fair Harbor. Shortly thereafter, his body double created a similar video that did not go viral, and that was him floating in his pool. Many of the people that commented on the video said, "He's not fat." Anyway, moving right along.
Did you find that the reaction to your video, I'm sorry, the body doubles video, did you find it kind?
I found it underwhelming.
Good.
This podcast is brought to you by Fair Harbor. Fall is in the air, which means your days of tossing on a tee and shorts are done. But don't panic. Fair Harbor makes the transition painless. Why juggle one pair of pants for work, another for weekends, and a third for dinner when one perfect pair does it all? Enter the Horizon Pant. Tailored enough for the office, soft enough for the couch, stretchy enough for Saturday night. Honestly, once you put them on, you may never take them off. And this isn't just about looking good. It's about doing good. Fair Harbor has already turned over 37 million plastic bottles into buttery soft essentials. So you're saving the planet and your wardrobe. You're saving the planet and your wardrobe. From tees and layers to those game-changing pants, Fair Harbor keeps you ready for salt, sand, and city streets, all with the same comfort that got them 70,000 five-star reviews. I promise you, you're going to love them. Head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS20 and use that code, remember it, TMOS20, for 20% off your order. That's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, for people that don't know how to spell it, clothing.com/TMOS20 for 20% off, and make sure you use the promo code TMOS20 so they know that Josh Soroka sent you. Go get yourself some pants you'll actually brag about. I'm curious because Josh came in and mentioned Starbucks rebranding. Why would a company with that overwhelming success want to fix something that ain't broke? That's what I'm curious
about. Because they're feeling pressure. So now if you
watch
any... From I guess all these little mom-and-pop coffee shops or the anti-Starbucks... So now if you see a Starbucks ad on TV, they now refer to themselves as the Starbucks Coffee Company. As if you didn't know they made coffee.
That's dumb.
I mean,
I know it's dumb.
I would think with the track record of Starbucks, you would really have a executive team and the powers that be being extraordinarily careful not to rock the boat, right? I could only think that perhaps, is there a possibility that market share might have dipped a bit? Because I would think that market share has a potential to dip due to the exorbitant prices.
No, it did. And that's where the CEO came in and said he was tired of people making all these crazy orders and everything, and that they were getting back to the basics. And that's part of this rebrand is the new CEO saying, focused on the coffee.
I'm sure if you were to walk into any Starbucks.
Thank you, Matt Bonner, for the super sticker. We appreciate it. Thank you so
much. If you were
to
go into any Starbucks today, you will see the difference because everything has changed now that they're calling themselves a coffee company. Back to basics, Mike.
So does that mean if you want to get a mocha, java, cinnamon, latte, extra foam, frappe, dragon fruit, chai, Sacco and Vanzetti, Venti, you won't be able to do that anymore?
I believe you can, but you have to go inside to do it. They won't let you do it through the app or like the drive-thru or something.
All right. I wonder if The Rock has been there. I'm curious as to how about that. That was a segue that I used a bulldozer to make right
there.
Well,
that's how
I love working with Irv Harrigan.
A little. Has no one fought that? Sometimes, look. I allow myself a lazy transition once in a while when I want to change the
subject.
Young broadcasters. Here's what was in my mind as I, as I kind of circus master this little event every day. I was saying to myself, that's about it. There's really not much more with the rebrand of Starbucks, and I think that Starbucks, if you really wanted to rebrand, maybe you just drop the prices. How about focus on that? Why don't you Walmart the Starbucks a little bit? Now I'm watching.
Go the other direction, Mike. Redo the logo with Uncle Herschel.
That's Cracker Barrel.
How's that?
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, speaking of The Rock, I sent Josh a video.
Would you like to see it?
Before we see it, I would like Rob Spiewak to give us a brief history lesson of the Mike O'Mara Show, and specifically Mike O'Mara himself, and his thoughts on The Rock, and something I may have said, would 30 years be reasonable?
I think 20 to 25 would be more reasonable.
20 to but 25 I will say, years ago.
At least 20 years ago, Mike stood on the soapbox and declared to all who would listen, anyone could hear this, The Rock is going to be the biggest star in Hollywood. And Mike called it, this is when he was simply a wrestler.
Mm-hmm. And I was simply a sidekick to Jay. Oh, no. Get a tissue. Get the antivirals.
I wish this cough was more productive.
Oh, that's gross.
But anyway, I know it is gross.
Don't make me throw up.
But you have been, not that you were a fan, per se, of The Rock.
No, I didn't like wrestling. I was not a wrestling guy.
Well, we had a lot of wrestling talk at the time based on the staff.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It was like if Robert produced the show when he was 4 years old.
Yeah, our co-producers loved the wrestling, and so we booked every effing wrestler known to mankind. You know?
But yeah,
and
I thought
when Rob was producing, we would have gotten Liza Minnelli on the show, but we didn't, unfortunately.
We did, Mike. We did.
Did we have Liza on?
Yes,
oh,
we did
have Liza. Yes, we did. We did. I forgot we had Liza on the
show. She was promoting some sort of love album, and it was just so cringy. But it was sort of a success.
Well, I said this. Thank you for
the Mummy Returns that really got your attention with The Rock.
No, it was even before that. I think he was just so out there, and he made like his first movie. I don't know what his first movie was.
Maybe it was a
mummy movie. I don't know. But The Rock totally looks different now, and he's dropped LBs or something. He's a sliver of himself. Show the video of The Rock to Rob Spiewak. Take a look at this.
Okay. I steal, you sell, I buy. The music is the best part. But
I hate that. Why they feel the need to do that on Talk Tick is you know, a mystery.
Scorpion King in 2002 was his first movie, so 23 years ago.
Yeah.
He looks, first of all, he looks like a wax figure of The Rock. And he doesn't.
I think the shirt has something to do with the look.
Well, the shirt is horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they changed the cut and the fabric and the fact that it's tucked in, it would still be a horrible
shirt.
Well,
here it is. Now, that's a shirt that should not be tucked in.
You're right.
You know,
it's a camp shirt.
It says that he's
Mike.
Slimmed down for his new MMA movie, which is odd because I would think he'd go the opposite direction for
MMA. Yeah, you'd think he would bulk up for the MMA movie.
Unless he's playing an announcer.
Hi there. I'm The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
He also, can we have the, you don't have to play the music, but if you bring up the video again, he looks unhealthy to me.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like his head is having a, you know, a little, the neck is having a little struggle with the head.
That's quite a neck, by the way.
And I think you guys nailed it with the clothing.
Yeah.
I think that's the same clothes he wore before he thinned down.
And I also think looks kind of like
slacks.
It really kind of looks like a pajama top, you know.
I thought
at least
same.
The ones that I wear.
Yeah. Well, I know, Mike, you're a sucker for piping.
I love piping, but I love my jammies too. Yeah. I have striped pajamas, like 20 different pairs.
I just wear a nightshirt. I wonder if he would grow his hair out, or can he grow his hair out?
Rob's nickname is Freeball. What are we doing? I'm not sure what we're doing.
I don't wear a nightcap anymore.
He's turning.
And he used to have hair because he had that creepy 90s image that was going around a while ago.
Oh, that's right.
Or something.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe he can't grow hair anymore.
He has more than enough hair down there.
Now, that's what I want to see.
Do you know what I said in my show prep when I was going to bring, when I sent this video to Josh?
What?
I said, The Rock is turning into
a pebble.
Hey, Mike. Go.
Yeah.
I wonder if The Rock ever goes to Starbucks.
On that note, let's move on, shall we? All right. I want to talk about the UK when we come back. The United Kingdom, because they're doing something that might be controversial, but I think it might be necessary. And if it involves Big Brother, c'est la vie. Sorry. That's the way I feel about it. But first, I want to tell you about Incogni. This episode, powered by Incogni, your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal, Wade. Data brokers scoop up your info, names, addresses, even social security numbers. They sell it to whoever's paying. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. I hate it. Your inbox is a mess, and identity theft is always lurking. Did I hear like a real phone in the background there?
I got so frustrated before Incogni, I had to throw my phone away.
Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023 from the previous year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers. Wipers!
Mike, and since we've spoken last on Thursday, I've gotten one spam call. That's it. Over 5 days.
They keep monitoring it. They do that.
It's fantastic.
They push back when brokers resist. You stay off their list, period. With your flexible plans, 4 of them, their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. Use code TMOS at incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. incogni.com/TMOS. That's incogni.com/TMOS. All right, 2 things going on in the UK where, they're kind of imposing the will of government on the people. Now, Josh, you've got the first one that energy drinks are being banned, the kinds that you swill every day.
Anything with 150 milligrams of caffeine or more, such as Red Bull and Monster energy drinks, are now banned for kids under 16.
Because they're a health hazard as
what's
far as
the, what's to stop them from drinking too?
Well, they. What?
I mean, if they cut it to like 75 grams of caffeine, why can't they just drink two? This is a stupid ban, and it's not enforceable.
It's like banning the extra large meals in McDonald's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I mention the other thing that they're doing that I kind of feel sympathy towards?
Yeah.
It's called the Online Safety Act, and it requires registration to really, bottom line, the article was so long anonymity. The UK has the Online Safety Act, which is going to make you produce identification for many, many different websites, adult websites, that type of thing. But also, you know, I think.
And social media, right?
And social media. And
we're
I think
ahead of them in Virginia. Mr. Youngkin already did that.
That's the porn, because they did it down in Florida too. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I think that the porn is, if you want to prohibit, you know, kids from getting on those sites, not necessarily as much as I believe in freedom when it comes to social media,
mm-hmm.
and to an extent porn, you know, it's not healthy. We all know it's not healthy.
Sure.
I think that if you want to watch it and it's cool for you to watch it, you put your ID up, you go ahead and no big whoop. I don't care. Judge not lest ye be judged. But when it comes to social media, how much freedom do we have with people bullying or driving people nuts before we say enough is enough? And Josh and I just got done watching a documentary called Unknown Number, The High School Catfish, which is just a classic example.
I saw this teased. I didn't watch it.
We watched it.
It's trending.
And, you know, I think at a certain point, you might say the greater good outweighs people's personal freedoms because of the abuse that goes on with social media and the anonymity that goes on with social media. There are a lot of people that got real brave when they realized that they could go out to the whole world without giving any kind of name, didn't
exactly.
they?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Hold yourself accountable. I think that's valid. The energy drink ban, I'm wondering, does that have anything to do with dental health, too? Because they're loaded with sugar.
You get back to the bad teeth in
Britain. It's that kids won't focus. Whole thing is about fidgety kids.
Yeah. I think that if it's not something that is necessary to get by in life, if they make you register for it, that's the price you pay. That's just it.
I think that there would be a lot less trouble in the world.
Yeah.
And I go back. Let's just go back and say you had to put your name out on the line no matter what social media platform you were on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it would result in a greater degree of civility and at least, you know, prevent people from just being so incredibly awful? I mean, the anonymity makes you say you can do anything you want
anything
to
you
anybody,
want. And
right?
You can link it to a nonsense email. I mean, there's no stopping it. You can do whatever you want.
Now,
no
of course, good. Certain people are, you know, saying freedom of expression, freedom of speech. Yeah, but freedom of speech, I think when it's hurting other people, I think that's where you got to draw the line to a certain
extent. Right.
And I'm talking about really doing damage, making somebody kill themselves or something like that, right?
No, it's not helpful. And I believe Twitter even rolled out where you can turn off, like, if it's fake people, they don't even show up on your responses.
Josh, I'm curious. You and I both watched that documentary. Yes. Spoiler alert, we're going to tell you something about this documentary. It's called Unknown Number, The High School Catfish. And if you don't want to know the secret ending, and it does have a secret ending, turn off the devices now, because the fact is we're going to tell you about it. I will tell you, Rob, that when you watch this, they tease it by saying, and it was a big surprise as to who was saying these horrible things to this young girl.
Do you
want to
play a little of the trailer?
Yeah, play the trailer for Rob.
Okay, great.
It's a 2-minute trailer. We'll go as long as we think we can.
It's on Netflix, is it not?
Netflix, the flick of Netflix.
It's been out about a week, and it was one of the top movies all weekend.
Yeah. Take a look at it. Here we go.
The people in my high school I've grown up with since kindergarten, basically. I first met Owen in 7th grade.
They were just like a high school couple in a movie.
We were like best friends.
But the more friends you have, the easier it is to be betrayed by them. Something dangerous could happen.
A high school girl in Michigan was cyberbullied for more than a year. And who turned out to be the suspect shocked everyone.
It was so bad to the point where I didn't want to even go to school anymore.
It was relentless. I mean, 1 a.m, 3 a.m.
I would question how I thought about myself.
There are some sick messages.
They were enough to make a 53-year-old man blush.
It's crazy how having a phone can become the worst thing that happened to me.
Things are about to get so much worse.
Sorry, not sorry.
It was... the only thing that trailer doesn't show you is just how amazingly cruel and amazingly horrible and awful unknown person who was sending these texts to this young girl was.
The fact that you both have younger kids than me, I think, is makes it a lot more horrifying because you got that ahead of you.
The movie starts with every text message in this documentary is 100% real. And you have to put that out there because the text messages are so vulgar and to the point.
You would think it was a Tarantino movie, the way these things were, including kill yourself.
Multiple
telling this person multiple kill yourselves. And Rob, and as I said, spoiler alert, because I'm going to let it go now. Rob, at the end of the thing, you know who the suspect is?
RFK Jr.
The girl's own mother.
What? Why?
And that's the part of the movie where I ended, and I still can't make sense of it.
I shake my head as well. I don't get it.
Even when they come in the room and the police confront the daughter's there, and the daughter doesn't get angry. The daughter
it's almost like a Stockholm syndrome to the point where Josh, at that moment where they brought the daughter in with the mother to let her know, and the daughter's reaction was so passive.
Yes.
That I said, well, she's got to be in on it too. And I still, I said to myself, perhaps they are, you know, the mother was just covering for the daughter who was doing it for attention or something. But or they were in on it together.
The husband comes in and he's all angry that the wife was lying about that she got fired from her job a year ago.
Yep.
And not focused on the destructive text that she's been texting their daughter.
It was weird.
I'm no great parent, but I have never told my kids to kill themselves. Period.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you. Good job.
Good job for you. Yeah.
And it's texts about her boyfriend and vulgar texts about her boyfriend and stuff.
You're ugly. No one likes you. And it went on. I mean, it went on for a year.
While you're home, I'm doing this thing with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And
that's sexual terminology from detailed sexual terminology that you would not believe. And at the end, this lady, this thing is so badass crazy that she's placid. She doesn't have any emotion about it.
She's
at all.
Broken. No, she would have to be broken to do it in the first place.
But it's worse. She said she spent like 2 years in prison. She's sitting there right after coming out of prison and says, well, everybody makes mistakes. And it's not fair to look at me for this one moment.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
I mean, I'm going to watch this thing. You're selling it.
Oh,
the daughter still like loves her mom. If my mom did that, I wouldn't be talking to her for the rest of my life.
No, the thing is that's what made it suspicious. But then there was no evidence put up in the documentary to indicate that was what it was all about. And it just goes on and on. I felt terrible for the husband. I really did. I felt terrible because the wife, had two jobs that she got fired from and did not tell the husband. And it goes on and on. But the idea of she was very savvy in the ways of masking her identity online because she was a tech person. And it just stuns me. And this gets back to the anonymity thing that dovetails into the UK situation where, you know, this can be done to people. This can be done to people. And, you know, and even with the FBI brought in on this case, which it was a slog to try to find out who this person was.
It was
incredible.
Because they would never suspect a mother of doing it. And so they probably didn't advance
it. It was the victim's mom. She was involved in, I'm helping find it. she would keep calling the FBI and the police, like, hey, where are you at at this status? What's going on? Acting like she cared.
Yep,
when really it was how to cover herself.
God,
up.
If she worked that hard, she wouldn't have been fired. She should have taken
incredible.
Some of that hateful stuff.
Yeah, you won't believe it. I don't think we're ruining it for you. I really don't. But I mean,
screwed
you got
up all their finances, but kept manipulating things so the dad never knew. Her husband never knew.
Absolute
and
horror.
A lousy cook. Just not a good mother.
And then at the end, the daughter says, I still want to have a relationship with her. And that's when I just kind of...
Yeah.
Now, she's not allowed by the court to have contact with her.
But she's been texting her like every day while she was in prison.
Yeah, they can't have physical contact, right? That's the way it goes. But they can have, shocker, online contact.
Beautiful.
Just,
that's
good. I mean, it's just stunning when you think about it and how these families were turned upside down by it. Now, the guy... and rightly so, has nothing to do with the girl anymore, right? I mean, he's extricated himself from that situation.
So.
You
he's
know?
Not dating. He's not dating the mom, is he?
Yeah, it's sad, but it's gone, and that relationship is gone. So anyhow, if
but
you
really
check
creepy.
It out, it's called Unknown Number, the High School Catfish, and it's the land of weird.
Scary.
Either
scary.
One of you have any beautiful video lying around that we could share?
I got a stack for you. Looks like pancakes over
great.
Here.
Good for you. Good to have you back. The podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Do you ever get lost in the dreaded grocery store wall of wine? Mm. Oh, my God. I do find the wall of wine in grocery stores to be a bit overwhelming. It's pretty crazy stuff. But when you find Naked Wines, it's not just a wine club. It's a direct line to the world's best independent winemakers, delivering world-class bottles right to your door. And that's the important part when they say world-class. These wines are fantastic. In many cases, much better than you would get at the grocery store. You use the code TMOS at nakedwines.com, and you can snag 6 bottles for just $39.99. That's right, 6 bottles. Here's the secret. Naked Wines cuts out the middlemen, saving you up to 60% without ever cutting quality. The result? Incredible wine straight from the vineyard to your glass. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher, and put in the code TMOS for both the code and password. You'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. What a deal that is. Shipping included. That's $100 off your first 6 bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. Use the code and password TMOS for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. Yummy, yummy in my tummy.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
It's Casey.
Hey, Casey.
Casey's top 40.
Hi there.
Let's start with this, Mike. It doesn't happen as much anymore, but I can remember back when you were doing like the morning zoo. A great story all the time is the people that didn't know they were pregnant giving birth.
Okay.
Normally it happened on a toilet. I mean, mm-hmm. I remember this, and you'd call them, and they all sounded the same. I don't know.
I didn't know I'm fat.
But this one is more horrifying because even though I'm a concert goer, I love concerts, you couldn't get me to go to a festival like Burning Man. Mm-hmm. And this lady gave birth unexpectedly at Burning Man.
A woman gave birth at the Burning Man Festival this week, and she didn't even know she was pregnant. She was about 35 weeks along, and it was an ectopic pregnancy, or what some people call a tubal pregnancy, and they say it shocked her entire family. David Ochoa talked with them tonight. And David, first off, how's
it's David Ochoa, Mike,
baby?
This guy.
Well, thankfully, mom and baby and even dad are doing just fine. The baby still is in the NICU, but once it gets stronger, she'll be able to come home back here to Utah. Now, all of this was made possible partly due to a perfect storm of timing, as well as people being willing to help.
This baby makes me an aunt.
a little bit surprising, huh?
Yeah, very, very, very surprising.
Three berries still probably doesn't do the amount of shock Lacey Paxman and her family are feeling justice.
Oh,
because what was meant to be just a fun time in the desert turned into a life-changing experience.
My brother, Casey, and his wife, Kayla, this was their first time to Burning Man. Wednesday morning, Kayla woke up, wasn't feeling great.
Soon after, Kayla went into...
Enough, but that looks so miserable to me.
That's and Kayla's sister we saw.
Yeah, and I'm actually shocked she did not eat the baby.
Stop it. Stop it.
I mean,
and
congratulations.
You don't know what Kayla looks like.
No, they don't interview her. So.
But the It's a Girl was on the RV? Was that their RV?
Everybody knew because people helped out. And it's just like, don't do that. Don't go to a dirty, smelly, dusty, hot fire music festival when you're pregnant. And also,
well, you know what made the baby, you know what saved the baby, though?
What's that?
The drugs.
Exactly. Josh, have you been to Washington, D.C. to see the Museum of the Bible?
I have not. It's on my list. I want to go.
I saw.
I'm actually excited about that museum.
Mm-hmm. I saw a commercial this morning where some people were disappointed with their summer vacation to an Old West town, and they somehow turned that in to the fact that people on the Pony Express carried a Bible, and that's why you should
Wait, I'm confused. What do you mean?
Okay,
they were
so
disappointed.
They were disappointed in the narrative of the commercial.
Yeah.
They were taking a vacation at like a dude ranch or an Old West town, and they were disappointed in how it was. They didn't like the experience.
So then, this is unrelated to the D.C. thing. People that would go out to an Old West town, and it's not authentic.
Yeah, and then they turn it around, and they say, well, you know, everyone on the Pony Express was issued a Bible. And they say, maybe that's what we should be focusing on. And then they do a commercial for this Museum of the Bible.
Is there a new display at the Museum of the Bible about the Pony Express?
I don't know, but that commercial is not online yet. But I did find this commercial, and I'm really wondering if this is effective marketing. It kind of worked on me.
So Elvis's Bible.
Yep, we have Elvis's Bible, along with Bibles from a number of other kings. But that's just the beginning.
So this is on 4th Street in Northwest Washington. Looks very high tech.
Museum of the Bible. What's in it will surprise you.
Who is Elvis anyway?
Should they be using Elvis' Bible as a selling point? It just doesn't ring true to me.
You want to go together, Rob? Sell it.
Yeah,
I want to go to the museum. You want to go see Elvis's Bible? We can go together.
You can send me a photo. Drake is a magnificent performer, so talented. I loved him on Degrassi. I know, Mike, you still have the box set of all the DVDs.
Love it.
But now, musically, even though he had some success, he's sort of a punchline now because he's not really a tough guy rapper. And they asked him, and I did not expect this. They asked Drake, what would your dream girl be like?
It's like some like tweaked out, like goth, kind of like tatted all over.
That's
like
your type?
Yeah.
Have you ever been with anyone like that? Literally?
Like.
Yeah.
Where do you find them?
Like Comic-Con?
Okay. I wish you would give me real answers.
I am.
If you don't pop out with a goth,
feel like my destiny is to end up with like a goth baddie with just absolute O cups.
Two words.
O
and
cups.
That's just honest.
O cups? What the fuck is an O cup?
Like O cups.
What does that mean? Is that like the biggest size you can get? Is that, what
like
is that?
O cups, you know?
No, I don't know what that means.
Like a goth baddie with like just
big boobs?
Yes.
So ladies, he's single.
That's weird.
It is, isn't it?
You know, I hated it because of the like at the beginning, and then he's just BSing her.
Yeah.
And that was funny. That made me, and he was just rambling. I don't understand. Is that a podcast where they're in bed? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, anyway, I wish him all the best in finding his forever woman.
Right. Amen. Now, Drake maybe should think about going to the Bible Museum.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or
after Comic-Con.
Yeah. And by the way, that's what the name of it should be. Bible Museum.
Bible Museum.
It shouldn't be not Museum of the Bible. You should put it the way, you know, it should be. Bible Museum.
So you really would go to that museum, Josh?
No, it's on my list. I really want to go to it.
All right, I'll go with you. I think that'd be fun. But I've got to, you'll have to give me a day's notice.
All right.
Let's close with this.
I think it would be fun, too.
Mike, you can come up.
Okay, well, I'll fly in.
Yeah, they talk about Elvis and other kings. And by the way, it was off-putting in that Bible commercial that they showed Elvis's Bible and then I guess some sort of priest vestment, but it was shot so it looked like a jumpsuit to me. Yeah. I don't think it's like a true Elvis display.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I see Father McDonald do my father's funeral mass in that outfit.
So
this effing galoshes.
Let's Mike, we're going to close today with what I like to call beautiful video classic. I'm sure we've played this before.
Excellent.
But it goes back many years because Larry King is alive and he's on the Ryan Seacrest show. And I know, so great already. And they sing Lady Gaga together.
Here we go.
Can't read my poker face. She's got me like nobody. Can't read my. No, he can't read on my poker face. She's got me like nobody.
Poker face. Poker face. Poker face. Poker face. Mama. That was Lerner and Lowe.
Oh, God. So sad he's gone.
I know. I agree.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Ryan?
Yeah, I'm talking about Ryan. Is Ryan still alive?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I apologize, Ryan. I hate telling our audience I thought you were dead. Sorry about that.
Poker face.
Rob Spiewak, great job today. Thank you. Josh did an outstanding job while you were away. And I'm glad you're feeling better. I can't believe you were able to do the show today with voice.
There will be a nap today. But thank you, gentlemen, for covering yesterday. And I really did miss it. So thank you for having me back today. It was good.
I'll just be out today hunting for vaccines. That's what I do every single day in Florida.
He is the vaccine hunter.
Absolutely. Down to the Bowery. The nap sounds
pretty good.
Yeah, the nap does sound good. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh Sorokin, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Stripping down butt naked, bending over, and all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.
The rent stays like a buffalo.
Well, I don't get a brain bag, cold, but they're...